Something has held the tip of my tongue too long. All I say is too far and gone, even past the dawn. I've held these broken remains far too long to a mediocre tune. All that's left is etched in broken stones, broken word verses and tones. Kiss these falling stars as the sky collapses, encasing this in darkness. That levitates over my soul, from the small hairline fractures to the cracks that hit my heart. Everyone can see that I'm broken. Your lips touch mine, they make my harp-like heart produce a melody. I love you. The melody rang out so long, almost like an internal song. The harp was broken and needed to be soothed and toned. It was tuned and broken once more, left broken on the floor. And now you fix my harp and tune it as well. You want to play two harps and one another's. I'll take the gift of my melody back. You don't deserve it. I love you and I hate you. She disguises her venom with a soft, luring voice, striking in the shadows, injecting her venom. Our Lady of Hypocrisy. Hold those talon-covered fingers close and whisper a prayer for your piety. You stared at the point it seems the sky was going to fade away. Images replayed in his mind like an endless movie reel. Everything seems so intangible in this place, he said, breaking his solitude in somber reverence. His eyes darted, seemed scanning silently, pulling at the side of headstones, lining the way like paths through the woods. Why must I venture on? He pondered. The fruit abundant as the headstones, animals pranced around. This will last forever. I don't need to change. Forgetting the necessities, water, shelter, he sat oblivious to his own splendor as the fruits withered and the grass dies.